tell me, first of all, what this deal means for you guys.
Well, it means that we have been working with whiskey in Denmark for many years and trying to be faithful to do using local ingredients and stuff from the environment around Stauning. And now we have a possibility to do pretty much the same, but just more of the same. And that way try to scale the products, the spirits that have been coming out for Stauning for the last five years.
And this deal is unusual in the whiskey space because normally when a big company buys into a distillery, they buy the whole thing. In this case, Diageo came in with through its what can be best be described as a venture capital unit, and you and your partners still retain control of the entire project, which is really unusual in this business. How did this come about?
I think you're right. It's unusual, but it was very important for us that we kept the control of the production and the quality of the whiskey. So I think the reason that we end up with a deal like this was that we were actually given the possibility to receive funding from what you can call a venture and still try to keep focus on what we used to do. So it is unusual that you see an investment of this size and in the way that it's been put together. But we are very glad that we're now able to work with a company like Diageo, and they will also that they are interested in giving us and creating the space for us to create the whiskey and create the innovations in the area of producing a whiskey that we are seeing right now. So I think it's unique, and we are grateful for that possibility.
And this gives you access to their business resources, their laboratories and technical resources as well, that a smaller craft distiller wouldn't have access to.
You can't say that we get access to a global company like Diageo, but what we do get is we get insights and we get a network with people that perhaps are more into helping us than if we were not part of a company like Diageo. But we are still on our own. We are still going to do our own testing, and every part of the process is still being kept in-house. But now we have a much bigger network that are interested in helping us, and that is what we are going to do over the next year when we are going to scale production.
What exactly will you use this investment for? I understand it's to build a new still house, pretty much expand the entire distillery and pretty much double your capacity, right?
We'll actually increase the capacity 50 times compared to what we're doing today. So not only double it, but produce 50 times as much whiskey as we're doing today. And the distillery that we're going to create will also be a distillery with this old molding floors, and we'll keep faithful to the floor molding that we're doing today. So what we'll be doing over the next year is creating a distillery where we will use the same stuff as we're using today in regard to the molding, but also in regarding to producing of the spirit, meaning that we'll get a lot more small pot stills into Stauning whiskey. Today we have two sets, washing spirit stills, and we will just get more sets and that way increase the production.
Will Diageo get a stake in your distribution in the future? Will you be able to tap into their network to make your whiskeys available outside of Denmark and get more wider exposure?
I think you can say that, as I said before, we'll get into their know-how and the people that know how they have been doing stuff and the reason that they are such a big company as they are. But we will do it by ourselves. It will be the 9 founders that will be carrying the main load in this work effort that we're going to put into the project, together with the people that we in the future will hire in to help us. But it will be know-how that we will gain from Diageo and from the people at Distill Ventures who will help us taking the first steps in this new world that we are going to enter.
Now, I have to ask, because I've seen this on their website, they insist on at least the first right to buy the entire company at some point if the founders decide to sell. Is that an option in this case, several years down the road, to be able to sell out the entire company to Diageo if they want and you want?
I think there's many steps before we can actually reach an agreement where we will know what will happen with Stauning in the future. And most of the territory that we're going to enter right now is unknown. But of course, Diageo is putting down an investment in Stauning whiskey because they can see a business opportunity in this. What will happen in the future, we are going to talk with Diageo and Distill Ventures about, and then we'll see what we learn and what it will take Stauning whiskey in the future.
What do you hope to learn from them?
Actually, we will learn a lot. We will learn a lot about the whole prospect of scaling a production, and we will learn something about marketing, and of course, we will learn something about whiskey cultures in different places. We are from a small Scandinavian culture, and the background is the minimalistic approach that we have in Denmark, and we have so much to learn about what is happening outside Denmark and how you can get your product out to market. And I think we can learn a lot from the people that have been doing that before we'll actually be doing it ourselves and take those first steps, hopefully with the Distill Ventures and Diageo behind us, so we know where we can turn if we have questions, but we will do it by ourselves.
What's the timetable for getting the new distillery built?
We hope that we have a distillery up and running in 2018, and we have already taken the first step in designing the distillery and settling on how to actually run a facility with that many pot stills, because that would be quite unique that you'll actually enter a production facility that would be handling that many pot stills, as you'll see in Stauning in the future. So that part is already on this way, and I think the future is looking great for Stauning and the distillery as so.
How many stills are you going to have?
Depending on what we settle on, but right now the number is between 20 and 30 pot stills running in Stauning.
But they're all small pot stills that make the kind of whiskey you want.
Yeah, small pot still, directly heated, and just keep trying to be faithful to what we have done over the last year and trying to keep the product the same quality as we have been producing over the last years. That's like our main goal, and that's also one of the things that we have discussed with Diageo, and that's they like to see in the future. So that's why we're confident that this will be a great partnership, and hopefully you will in not that far out in the future be able to see Stauning whiskey in the US.